Drum Corps International is proud to present Pacific Crest.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Behind the Crest, an inside look at what's happening with PC. This week, I talk with Executive Director Stuart Pompel about the day-to-day operations of the organization. My name is Matt Lackey, and I'll be your host on this behind-the-scenes look at Pacific Crest. I've known Stuart for over 12 years. He's my colleague, mentor, and most importantly, my friend. It's a Tuesday morning when him and I get a chance to sit down at a downtown Brea coffee shop. You know, as a member and as a staff member and as a fan and alumni, I sometimes don't get a chance to see what exactly it is you do on a day-to-day basis. And I was wondering what it is. Take us through like a typical week or a typical month that you go through.
Okay, so typically most of my job is administrative, but it focuses on three areas: program development and management, administrative structure and management, and fundraising. And I would say that I'm probably spending 40% of my time on fundraising, and then 40% of my time on administrative, and 20% of my time on program. Some of those tasks include communications regularly with the board president and regular board meetings, preparing for those, which is going to be reporting on our financial position at any one time, and an update on programs and fundraising and any of the administrative issues that are at hand. I'll start with today. I got up early today. We have two young kids at home. Maya is 7, Talia is 5, and they tend to sleep till about 7:15 or 7:30, which gives me, if I get up at 6, I get a full hour of time in where I could get some Pacific Crest work done before the family wakes up. Today, I was up at 6. In this case, I was preparing for this interview, taking down some notes. Then I had a 9 o'clock DCI meeting. I'm on the tour committee with DCI. We're looking at ways of modifying and refining the tour nationally, not only to meet the competitive needs of the drum corps, but probably equally importantly, there are some business challenges and strategic challenges that we have to look at going forward. And then tonight I have a 5 o'clock meeting with our marketing and sales coordinator, Ed Martin. And some point tonight, probably when the kids are asleep, I'll start working on the member update for the next camp.
I was looking at the calendar before this, and I noticed there was a board meeting on Sunday. What's your role in a board meeting, and how often do we have them, and what happens at those?
So the board of directors collectively are my boss, they meet, I believe it's 9 times a year now. Any contractual issues have to be run by the board. They have to give their approval before I can sign. And my own report, where I update the board about the programs, where we are with the drum corps. Of course, that's what they want to know, and how's the drum corps doing? But they also want to know, how are we doing with fundraising? How many gifts have come in? How are we doing on foundation gifts, corporate sponsorships? And then they also spend part of the meeting on their business, which is their fundraising responsibilities that they're doing, and their own governance questions and strategic thinking.
So I'm just listening to you talk about all of our programs here and your day-to-day. Do you ever get a break? Do you ever take any time off?
I do take time off, but I think like most executive directors or CEOs, and I certainly don't want to overstate my position. I mean, I'm not a CEO of a hospital. I'm not solving world hunger. But at the same time, this kind of job permeates your soul. I mean, you're thinking about it a lot, and not in a negative way. It's really, really fun work. But I do take time, for me, it's about balancing the important parts of my life, specifically my family and my physical well-being. I think it's important for everybody to know that my position at Pacific Crest is really only half-time. There's no resources. In fact, we have no full-time people. I don't want to say that I necessarily need time off, because this is really fun work.
Next episode, Stuart and I chat about Pacific Crest and specifically the programs the organization offers and how they're supported by the executive director. Tickets are now on sale for Corps at the Crest. The San Diego show is June 29th and the Walnut show is June 30th. Student discounts for groups of 50 or more are available for only $5. The lineup for this year's Mount SAC show includes the Blue Devils, Santa Clara Vanguard, the Academy, your own Pacific Crest, the Mandarins, and Phantom Regiment makes its way out west to perform at both the Walnut and San Diego shows. Visit pacific-crest.org for more info.